ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're back with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
We've been talking about if Houston is actually an unlucky sports city. I don't really
Vanessa
think
so. Vanessa
thinks
it's like a more accomplished Boston, right?
No, I just think that between the three World Series trips, one win, the NBA championships back in the 90s,
so
the
many asterisks,
U of H Final Four. I think that, and I mean it in a good way. I think you guys have had some success, and the fans here have had something to root for compared to cities like Detroit, Minneapolis.
You're right. You don't know how much worse it could be on the other side. All I will say is, to Alfonso's point, who called in a little bit earlier, we have to explain the championships very often here.
True.
Because there will be like, ooh, asterisk. Whether it's the Astros or it's those Rockets teams. And they have to do that constantly with the lack of Michael Jordan thing, even though, as Alfonso brought the facts, like, they did well against those
Bulls teams. I said Cleveland. I take that back. Because
Ohio State.
Not because you said LSU counts for New Orleans. A texter brought up, if LSU counts for New Orleans, Ohio State counts for Cleveland.
Yeah,
if Ohio
point.
State counts for Cleveland, Cleveland's out of it, 100%. Yes. And that has to, that's true. So I take Cleveland away, but Detroit, Minneapolis, got, in some ways, New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jets, Knicks, hello hell. Oh,
New York is a loser sports town. But that's, like, we know that. The Yankees are all like little crybabies.
We have a caller, Eric.
Yes, Eric.
From Dallas. What's up, Eric?
Oh, no, not from Dallas. I'm here
in
Houston.
About
However,
Dallas.
I'm a diehard Dallas fan.
Gotcha.
And I gotta say, Dallas is completely unlucky.
Why?
The baseball team is subpar.
But they made it to World Series. They just choked them.
And the Dallas Cowboys themselves, all they do is just build you up, and then they just rip your soul out when they decide they're going to lose.
I think you're full of it on this one, Eric, because, like, you won an NBA title with Dirk Nowitzki as your best player. You made it to another one with Dirk Nowitzki as your best player. And on top of that, somehow Luka Doncic fell to you guys in the NBA draft. That's about as lucky as it gets. Doncic should have been the first overall pick in that year's draft, and the Suns took DeAndre Ayton. Are you kidding me?
But for I guess from his perspective, Eric, from the pain of being a fan... The pain of being a fan is probably real in Dallas because the Cowboys are so bad.
It's terrible.
Just underachievers.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. They made the playoffs last year.
If
They're
it's
better
the category
than the Texans.
Of lucky, yeah. If it's, I guess Dallas hasn't. Thanks for the call, Eric. By the way, I guess if it's unlucky, Dallas has not been unlucky. But pain experienced by sports fans, Dallas definitely counts. Billy from Spring has an opinion on this. Billy, what's up,
Billy?
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Paul, I think that you are a superhero that sometimes uses your superpowers for evil, which is one of the reasons why I think that stuff may be so bad. I'm not going to blame the entire Houston sports media because I am a fan. But I just think that, you know, because every opinion just about is so negative towards them or the Houston sports team, is that that's one of the reasons why we don't do as well as we could do, because everything is so negative. It's like, I know you guys are accomplished. You and Vanessa are very accomplished. But sometimes when I hear people who aren't as accomplished as you guys on air talking about millionaires, you know, as if they're, you know, school children, you know, playing Sandlot football or whatever, you know, if it frustrates me as a fan, it must frustrate the athletes as well. So I just think that has a lot to do with our attitude towards our team, is because there isn't a whole lot of positive commentary on Houston Sports Radio when it comes to the team. So, you know, in terms of my opinion, and when I talk about you being, you know, Paul, I know you have I'm a big fan of yours, dude, and you're a super smart guy. And when you're talking about social issues and whatever, bro, I'm a big fan. But when you start to crap on the teams, man, I tell you what, man, I want to drive up there.
Billy and Spring, keep it real.
I like that you gassed me up just enough along the way to make me still like you, Billy. And I appreciate those kind words. I will say, to what he's talking about, there. I mean, yeah, this is how it is, though, in a lot of sports towns. It's that you're looking at the team, the people who cover the teams on a daily basis. You're looking at them through a critical lens. It's sometimes a hypercritical lens. And I would say in the case of the Texans, especially of late, it's been very easy to do that with them. Maybe less so with the Rockets. I always was really hard on James Harden. With the Astros, though, like, you know, at this point, you're just looking for weaknesses. And you're saying, okay, well, this could be better. But I probably have faith that they're ultimately going to take care of it in the end. I don't know. I don't know if I could go so far as to agree with him on that. I do know I'm negative as hell. I remember once, Vanessa, there's this one guy who called in. I think his name was Derek. This was back when I was working at the flagship. And he just went on like a 2-minute rant, basically. And I just let him go. And it was about like, you're negative about this thing. You're negative about that thing. Come on, dude. And it just went on and on and on. And
gather notes for the therapy session. One area that Houston has been very, very unlucky.
Thanks for the call, Billy.
Has been in the quarterback. Yeah, we appreciate you listening, Billy. Very nice unlucky transition. When it comes to the situation involving Deshaun Watson.
Also, that Houston area masseuse is unlucky.
Very unlucky. Andrew Brandt, who covers the NFL very closely, does not think that Watson is going to see the playing field anytime soon. Here he is on, I believe, the Pat McAfee Show.
And with the Trevor Bauer 2-year suspension, with new information, dribs and drabs coming out almost every day, I have a hard time seeing him get on the field this year. I do. I just think, like, really? The NFL trying to appeal to women, the NFL trying to precedent of Roethlisberger, precedent of Ezekiel Elliott, precedent of Ray Rice indefinite suspension after the video. Like, they're going to put him on the field this year, even for a couple games? I'm having a hard time seeing that right now.
Yeah, I mean, he brings up a good point. We've talked about this, too. The NFL does care about optics right now. So whether or not they actually want to suspend Deshaun Watson, whether or not they think they should, with these new allegations, with the pure number of massages per Jenny Vrentas that he was getting in the 60s and 70s range over 17 months, are they going to feel like they have to do a year?
I think so. I'm surprised that, honestly, we're not there right now either. Because this is just going to continue to happen, and I don't think that this time anyone's going to allow it to just fade into the background like in the past. And it's been easier to do it with players in the past because of that. We don't have a video like we do with Ray Rice, but you know, some of the things that I've seen thrown out there, I forget what website I saw this on, Vanessa, but someone suggested a year of paid leave and then a year of suspension or something like that.
Yeah.
Where he would still be making money, but also he'd be out of the league for a while. If you allow someone with the serial nature with which Watson allegedly acted to come back in, do you feel like you are going to stop said behavior because it has been exposed, or do you think it's going to come back again? Because I tend to think the latter is actually true.
Who did they suspend for a year for gambling? Falcons, right?
Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, I mean, I think when they did that, they ought, like, this is just a personal opinion, and I know how serious they're taking gambling among the players. If you suspend somebody for gambling for a year, you have to suspend Deshaun Watson for a year for these things. I know that it's different. I know that there's proof Ridley did it, and there's no proof Watson did it. I'm not saying this is what should happen. I'm just saying from an optics standpoint, if you suspend Calvin Ridley for a year for gambling, I think that Roger Goodell and Pash and Lisa Friel and all of those people making the decision may feel like their hands are tied.
Definitely. And I want to say really quickly,
sure,
because I know, you know, just to be positive for change in this segment. Look, obviously the optics aren't great. That Nick Caserio was able to get this guy out of town before all of this stuff has kind of unfolded the way that it has over, especially the last couple of weeks. I mean, the guy deserves a ton of credit for making this happen. Obviously, Cleveland was desperate. There were other desperate teams that were in the running, Atlanta, Carolina, etc. But, I mean, can you believe that they actually traded him? Imagine if this was all coming to light and he was still on the roster right now. I mean,
this may be the biggest, one of the biggest wins that when we look at the beginning of Caserio's tenure, didn't handle the coaching searches very well. We don't know what'll happen with drafts. You don't know until 3 or 4 years out. But this was an immediate win for Nick Caserio as a GM for sure. Coming up, is the best hitter in baseball right here in Houston? Plus, what's your least favorite sports song? That's next.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-204-9400. 800-204-9400. That's 800-204-9400.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing is perfect for your birthday party, graduation, or other community events. Stream movies, live events, and even play the latest video games on a giant screen. Call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
Tired of losing business to competitors because of your outdated website? I'm Hector Garcia, owner of SiteJab.com, and we love helping business owners just like yourself build better websites that truly represent your brand. Call the folks here at SiteJab, 713-999-4661. The time to invest in your growth for your business is now. Call us at SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661. 713-999-4661. Let's get started on your website today.
Hey everybody, John Granato here with Dr. Kane Linville from Hair Specialist Houston. Neograft, what is it? Why is it different?
Yeah, so Neograft takes the individual follicles and it moves it from the back or the sides of your scalp up to the front, restores the hairline, and you can put it in the crown of your head also. The difference is that it takes the individual follicles so you don't have a huge scar, and it takes them out much like transplanting a tree up to where you want that hair.
You want hair? I wanted hair. I've got hair. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com. Finding the right lawyer is crucial. That's why calling the Morley Law Firm should be your first choice. The experienced Morley Law Firm team can assist you with DWI, criminal issues, auto accidents, injuries, or divorce matters. They can also help with medical malpractice and immigration problems. Don't waste time calling around Houston for a lawyer. Call the Morley Law Firm, 713-839-9955. That's 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com. Make the call. Morley Law. Se habla español.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Ruined a whole NFL
season. I mean, if
season.
You watched the NFL at all, even if you didn't, quite frankly, you couldn't get enough of the weekend's blinding lights leading up to his...
enough of it.
So overrated halftime show.
Dump on
the thing that the thing that blew my mind about the weekend is it's not just that the weekend did the halftime show, it's that he had these... random people that were like trying to convince you that it was one of the best halftime shows that they've ever seen. Like, you just don't understand how good the weekend is. But this led me, of course, and led us to talk about the worst, some of the most obnoxious sports songs ever in history.
That song, Vanessa, and sorry to continue to be negative and be exactly what I was described as. That's like honestly the most perfect summation of me by a caller of all time. So a shout out. When I heard that Blinding Light song, I thought I would like it because I liked the beat. It sounds 80s synthy, but then I kept on hearing it. And then I actually heard the song. And when I heard The Weeknd sounding like a dying panda in the middle of that song, or like a dolphin having sex, I just wanted to stop. But the touch, and it's off. Just an awful song. And he has good songs. But that song, because it was played so much during that NFL season leading up to The Weeknd's halftime show performance, made me want to strangle myself. So, that would be one of the top ones. And this is any song. This could be music that you hear at the ballpark. I just know that there are a lot of songs that I have heard so many times, whether over the course of a season or during the playoffs, that I eventually got really mad about them.
So let's get your some songs that you just sports songs that you can't stand. If there's one that you particularly like I'll tell you that a couple years ago when the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup, the players had all been at a bar and had heard the old 70s song Gloria and then like started singing it, and then their season turned around, so the St. Louis Blues rally song became Gloria. I thought that was cute. The players,
like
it was the players'
like
idea.
The Christian song?
It was no. It was it's
Gloria,
old...
Gloria in excelsis Deo. Let's bring back some Catholic
Catholic
church
cloth.
Memories.
Gloria
at the Father's right hand, he's the Holy Spirit.
The song was by Laura Branigan. Gloria by Laura Branigan.
Okay.
And it was just for one season. And here's what I liked about it. Again, wasn't the fans that decided it. It was the players that this randomly became their song.
Okay.
And they only did it for a season. And it was whatever. It was a song from 1979 that randomly they sang. And Blues fans loved it. St. Louis needed this. They had just lost their football team, right? So I like that. But what sports songs do you, like, absolutely just hate?
And there was one this week that
hate
inspired
it. Can't
it.
Stand it. Can't stand it. Providence. These rich kids at Providence decided to use You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift as their official song. I hate this.
Why?
It's dumb. I just think it's dumb. It's a fine song, whatever. I'm not a Taylor Swift girl, if you guys can't tell. What is it? The Tom Petty flannel? And
I'm trying to think of the name, the words to that song.
If you could see that I'm the one that understands you. That's the wrong one.
Oh, damn. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's taking a drag of a cigar on the porch.
She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Yeah, I know.
Have more
song.
Self-confidence, bro.
Yeah, I just...
What if?
It's not a sports song.
I can't.
Oh, God, this is
awful. I don't know. That pumps you up.
No, it doesn't.
How about what Nickelback, what the Angels were trying to do with Nickelback? Because the Los Angeles Angels, in an attempt to snap their 14-game losing streak, decided to play Nickelback as the warm-up songs as they came up to the plate. And I gotta say, people hate on Nickelback because it's cool to hate on Nickelback. I'm not saying I believe Nickelback to be a great band, but Nickelback is a historically successful band.
Yeah, people just dump on it to be cool. Faux show.
Look at his photograph! This is
how you remind me goes slaps. How you remind me slaps.
I've been down to the bottom of every bottle. You
yeah,
know?
3045 says Sweet Caroline.
God, I hate that.
0446, this is a great one. Honestly, I'm a little tired of Seven Nation Army. Yeah. Every sporting event, for whatever reason.
Everyone's acted like it's their anthem, and it's right. No, it's not. Sweet Caroline, I don't like it anymore. And as someone who grew up a Boston Red Sox fan, when they started to introduce that into the Fenway lexicon, that was where there became a distinct schism between diehard Red Sox fans and the, as we call them, the pink hats. We have Matthew calling in, 713-780-3776. Worst sports songs, songs that got stuck in your head during a playoff season. I've got a couple more to bring to the table. Matthew, what you got?
Anytime during the seventh inning stretch in Wrigley Field when they get some nut job up there singing,
Take me out.
Off of the ball.
How about you sing it, Matthew, right now?
That baby shark thing they had.
The Nationals.
Just avoided the challenge, Matthew. I understand it, though. You could have been Take Me Out to the Ball Game guy on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Rock and Roll Part 2 is one that a lot of people are saying as well.
Oh, I love Rock and Roll Part 2. The problem is you can't play it anymore because Gary Glitters is a sex offender.
Right. Thank you for your call, by the way.
Because whenever the Patriots scored a touchdown, they would play it. And I hate now they play This Is Our House, and it makes me angry because I like the Gary Glitter song, but unfortunately, Gary Glitter's a little perv. I have a couple.
Okay.
So this one I actually do like. This was played during, I want to say, the 2016 NBA playoffs. I could be wrong on the year, but they would play this on TNT before every single broadcast. And I'm not going to lie, it's a banger. Take it away, Pitbull.
Oh.
Playoffs, playoffs. Turn up, playoffs.
This was the song. It's going down.
Kesha?
I'm yelling timber.
Hell yeah.
You better move.
Better move.
You better dance.
Better dance.
Shots going hard. This was a good one.
But here comes the best part.
I'll be the one.
When Pitbull just goes into like a rap.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad.
But it was overplayed.
But it got played so many times that I eventually stopped liking it.
Okay.
But I liked it at first.
Playoffs.
So,
playoffs.
He just took the song and added playoffs.
Providence, the You Belong With Me is annoying. I can't do Remember Me for centuries. I covered Xavier basketball in Cincinnati for 2 years, and for some reason, they played that before and after every Xavier basketball game. It's very specific, but the Remember Me for centuries.
Oh, God. Anything Imagine Dragons. Yeah.
They also ruined it with the college football playoff.
Yes.
It was the first year of the college football playoff. That was like the song of the
playoff.
Yeah.
We're not going to
Yeah. Terrible.
It's Imagine Dragons. Wait, is that Imagine Dragons?
Fall Out Boy, right?
Okay. Imagine Dragons had like 7 or 8 for college football.
Yeah,
but
that's
also
true.
Also, like, hey, Imagine Dragons, come up with the worst song possible that everyone's going to hate in 3 months. I have one last one, and there's also one that I'm glad that King of Twitch brought this up. I don't know how I didn't think this one up, but we'll play it maybe a little bit later because my dad wrote the song. But this one. This one made me lose it. This was also one of those songs that they played a million times during the NBA playoffs. It's by Linkin Park, and I wanted to burn it to the ground.
Just want to go home. It's the playoffs, baby.
Do I remember this one?
It's the beginning of a marathon.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember this one, yeah.
There's no room for soft. Will against will.
Like they ran out of Transformers movies.
That's right.
To voice their music on at the end of, and so then they put it in the NBA playoffs. So there you go, Linkin Park.
The one that is not played as like a rally song, but is played a lot is na 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 na, hey hey hey. Goodbye.
I would figure you would like that. That's a classic.
It is a classic, but I just think that there are other songs that we could use for that, too. You have a really controversial one on here.
What's that?
The National Anthem?
Oh, yeah, the National Anthem. No offense,
guys. Do we have
guys.
A kneeler over here?
No, I'm not a kneeler. But I have no problem with anyone who kneels because I don't care. Like, I've gone to the bathroom before. I will whisper to people to my left or to my right if they've never heard it before. Whenever they say... gallantly streaming, I will whisper in their ear, that's my last name.
Gallantly streaming.
That's terrible.
It's like a prostate empowerer pill of some sort. But yeah, our national anthem sucks compared to God Bless America. God Bless America is a much better song.
It's a banger.
The Canadian national anthem, better than ours. The Soviet national anthem. Listen, I don't know what they're saying, but
Eddie Vedder, hello. Sean, do you have anything you don't like? Do you have anything you don't like?
I actually had Centuries by Fall Out Boy because of the college football playoff.
Yeah.
The other one is just anything cha-cha slide, everyone clap your hands, all the like arena music. I'm like, just stop
right.
doing this.
Well, and you see what happens when they change it up and when they play something like in an Astros game, like when they play Still Tippin', people love it.
Well, yeah, that's a Houston song.
But my point is it's regional too, like in Philly when they'll play a Philly song or
play the Rocky theme.
At Colts. At Colts games, or Indy 500 weekend, 2 weekends ago,
like
I was
Saint
at a party
Elmo's
and
Fire.
They played Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp, and it was a bunch of people in checkered flag clothing going hard to Jack and Diane. So sometimes it's regional.
Why did he get rid of Cougar? I miss John Cougar Mellencamp.
I think he just decided to be a little taken more seriously. Maybe, I don't know. Well, I was born in a small town.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we do want to continue to hear your opinions
on
this,
by the
way.
There's the one song that you knew I was going to bring up, but I needed to be reminded of.
Yeah, we will talk about the best hitter in baseball possibly being in Houston, a hashtag sports topic, but we do want to continue to hear your thoughts on this. That's next.
ESPN 97.5.
Maestro Dobel is a name to know if you love tequila. Lance Zierlein here. And what I love about Maestro Dobel is the variety of excellent tequilas, all with different flavor profiles. Dobel's Diamante is the world's original Cristalino tequila, made with 100% pure agave and a blend of extra añejo, añejo, and reposado. This tequila is truly unique. You're truly going to enjoy Maestro Dobel tequila. It's perfect to sip and outstanding in a cocktail. Find Maestro Dobel anywhere liquor is sold. Maestro Dobel.
Proximo Spirits, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
After 45 years, Zadok Jewelers has finally moved to our new location, just down the street. More than a store, this is an experience. Make yourself at home in our new Cartier Salon, where Audemars Piguet and Panerai lounges. Immerse yourself in Houston-exclusive boutiques, from IWC and Jaeger LeCoultre, to explore limited and specialty timepieces found nowhere else in Houston. Discover extensive collections from Breitling, Omega, Hublot, Tudor, and more. Family-owned and operated, Zadok Jewelers is Houston's largest watch destination. Visit our new home at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Now, more than ever, there are jewelry stores and then there's Zadok's.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Yo, wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro-mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
This is Charlie Epps, the golf doctor. And did you know that only a 2% drop in hydration can have a significant impact on your golf game? I recently discovered a new local brand called How Water that stands for hyper-oxygenated water, and I just love it. How is the future of hydration, and it tastes great, and it helps you recover faster. And it's good for the planet because it's bottled in recyclable aluminum. Go to drinkhowwater.com and enter Charlie20 and you'll get 20% off on their first order that includes free home delivery in the Houston area. That's drinkhowwater.com and use the code Charlie20. That's drinkhowwater.com and use code Charlie20.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's football time in Houston.
My dad wrote this song.
Did he really?
No, but Clay Walker kind of looks like my dad.
Oh, we're talking about the worst sports songs that you guys hate hearing at games. Centuries by Fall Out Boy. You want to let this breathe? You think these people haven't heard it?
He's talking dirty to us. Let's get ready.
This is so bad.
No, it's not. Corner.
It's football time in Houston. And we're ready to play.
I don't know the rest of the words.
I said I can't stand
that
Providence has decided to use You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift. I can't stand Remember Me for Centuries by Fall Out Boy. Nah, 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 hey, hey, goodbye. And we both can't stand Blinding Lights.
Twitch claims we're torturing them now.
Yeah, we are. It's football time in Houston.
We could have played that whole song. It's a long one. I'm surprised, though, that you are not on the Team T-Swift gang. I know that you are, when it comes to your musical tastes, are an older soul.
Yeah.
That you like the older music. But, I mean, Taylor Swift is undeniably catchy. Justin Bieber, undeniably catchy.
She has catchy songs, but Taylor Swift music is for people that have never gotten over anything in their life. And but she has some wow. She has some bangers.
What about the
Sweet Caroline
Blank Space song?
Yeah, catchy. Nice to meet you. Where you from? I could show you incredible things, but not for a sports song.
Is it about... Are all of her songs about not getting over something?
4199 says, wow, I like to move it, and rock you like a hurricane.
Oh, I like rock you like a hurricane. You
rock
shut
you like
your mouth.
A hurricane can get cliche for sure. What are your least favorite sports? Keep Clay Walker away from Minute Maid Park.
No, he needs to... He is our hero. He has randomly become like the patron saint of Houston football, which is very confusing because he also, I think, does the same thing at Titans games too. But there's no, they're football town.
See,
in
somebody
Nashville.
Said shout. I like shout. Hey.
But that's a wedding song.
And I like shout better than the, to your point, like the, Sean, like the cha-cha slide.
That's
when
also
arena
a wedding
music.
Song. Those are both wedding
songs. But
they
play it at, sports games.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, they
out.
Play everybody clap your hands all the time.
Yeah, and people
that's
are like, oh, yeah.
Every 25 seconds at a Rockets game.
Everybody clap your hands. And all the moms in the audience are like, aha!
Total Dallas texts in, there will be no Imagine Dragon slander. That will be my son's first concert this year. Sir, do I need to call Child Protective Services on you? I mean, that's his first concert? You're going to be bringing him to an Imagine Dragons concert? He's going to have the worst musical taste for the rest of his life. I'm sorry, Total Dallas. I feel like I might need to step in. And by the way, it's 713-780-3776.
Aggie
Joe
songs.
Is calling in. I'm sure that Aggie Joe is about to say that the Texas A&M fight song is the worst song ever. But Aggie Joe, you now have the floor, sir.
A&M fight song is the best song ever. But I don't know if you remember, in the 80s, there was a group, I can't remember their name, from Houston, that came out with a song called Whoop, There It Is, and the NBA took it, and the Rockets took it, and they turned it from Whoop, There It Is, to Hoop, There It Is.
Oh, my God.
And they played it. You would hear it on the radio, on 97.9, you would hear it every Rockets commercial. Every Rockets game,
that
four or five
brutal.
Times. On the, and then also they did a different video for it. They did a video for the Rockets, and then they did a video that was on MTV for the NBA.
And it was Hoop,
and
There It
was
Is?
Everywhere.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Aggie Joe, that sounds painful.
That's a good one.
That's
and,
a great one to bring up.
And thanks for calling in, Aggie Joe, because we obviously wouldn't have remembered
we
that
would not
one.
Have.
But that is.
We weren't alive.
Thanks for the call. That is actually. That would be extremely cliche and extremely brutal. And it would go back to what we said about Blinding Lights, right? Where we
too many
actually,
times.
Where we actually both like Blinding Lights by the Weeknd as a song. Yeah. And then the NFL played it over and over and over
again.
I like the beat.
But when I heard The Weeknd sing, I was like, "Oh no, I don't want to hear that again." But a lot of people say that about my voice, so totally fair. There was a really rough stretch in the 80s, Vanessa, when everyone was doing stuff like really lame cliche, like "Hoop, There It Is," "Ha ha ha ha," "We are very hip and down with the streets." The Chicago Bears did the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yeah.
Which was terrible, but ironically
terrible in
funny.
A fun way, yeah.
The Patriots tried something called, like, the Patriots and We before the Bears beat them 46-10 in that game, and it's legitimately awful. And so in the 80s, there was a lot of people trying to do, like, the team songs.
Right.
It's no Astros baseball. Who says it's only a game? That's for sure.
We do want to actually talk a little bit about sports, but continue to give us your opinions on this because we'll go back to this throughout the show. There's an article on MLB.com from David Adler who talks about some of the best hitters in baseball. Of course, Soto, Acuna Jr., Tatis, Guerrero Jr. But he says that Yordan Alvarez is better than all of them.
I saw this and I thought, oh my God, here's another like Homer Astros blog. I would love to say that Yordan Alvarez is that, but the guy did his work. The writer whose name is eluding me at this point in time because my computer is taking a little bit
well,
of time
David
to load.
That wrote this article?
Yes.
David Adler.
David Adler, thank yeah. you. David Adler outlined the statistics that make Alvarez at the very top, and it's not just the batting average, which he has been like surging upwards with, or the home runs. So his expected batting average is first in all of baseball by a significant margin. It's 361 to Tim Anderson's 332. His slugging percentage is higher than even Aaron Judge at 773. It's expected slugging percentage, my bad. And then these statistics are funny. Like his XWOBA. I don't even know what that means. But guess what? Yordan Alvarez is number one in that one.
Congrats, Yordan.
It's weighted on base average. It's a scale like on base percentage, except for it gives more value to better hits. So he's doing really, really well. And I think that when it comes to him, he is right now having a historic rate when it comes to his XWOBA, which sounds so crazy. So he really is, like, you could statistically make an argument Yordan Alvarez is the best hitter in baseball. I'm not going to repeat those statistics for you again because I feel like a giant nerd even trying to read and understand what they mean. But there is data that you could argue Yordan's the best hitter in baseball.
Well, and the Adler guy also brings up a good point in the article that Yordan is surrounded by so many superstars on the Astros team that that might mute it a little bit as well. But the Astros playing the Miami Marlins this weekend should be a good series. I'm hosting pre- and post-game show, so you'd better watch.
Oh, wow.
And
intimidation, does that factor in?
Tweet me nice things.
Does that affect ratings if they like realize, like, oh, Vanessa said that she was going to be mean to us?
If I blink at the camera, it's a shout-out to our listeners. Just remember that.
Best, she's not going to blink at all during
best
the broadcast.
Best / worst sports song. Somebody said Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a really good one. You guys know I'm on board with that one.
They play that going into the fourth quarter at Florida Gator Games because he went to UF.
Right, because he's from that area. 1341 says, y'all remember when MLB used Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia after it was being overplayed by either NBA or NFL? That song, Empire State of Mind, had a hot run in the sports world, and I do remember that because I loved that song, and it got old.
So
all Jay-Z songs are overrated.
I went on like one of those tours of like Manhattan when I went to New York a couple years ago, and as we were waiting for the bus to load up, they're playing songs like to get you in the Empire State of Mind.
Oh.
And one of them was that song. And then the other one was Frank Sinatra, New York, New York.
Yeah.
And about two other songs that just had the word New York in it. And so, but that was the only song. It was those four songs for like 45 minutes straight, just listening to those over and over. So I hate all the New York songs now. Every song that fellates New York, I'm out.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of
them. Because I heard it on a tour for an hour straight.
Gets that gets old. 5938 says Hell's Bells is a great one that they play. The intro is awesome. Hell's Bells is not overplayed though, so I can see
that's
where you
like.
That's
a great third down song.
Yeah,
Hell's Bells and Welcome to the Jungle. The build up to Welcome to the Jungle.
But they play that a lot at Bengals games because it's called. They call it the Jungle.
They
so
play it everywhere. I think if it's third down and you're trying to get everyone on their feet, Hell's Bells or Welcome to the Jungle's intro, perfect.
You know what always plays is Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
At Virginia Tech games, that always, like, every time there's a clip of, like, watch them go crazy for the first one of the season, you're like, hell yes.
7322 awesome. Brings up a great point. NBA ruined Let It Rock by Kevin Rudolph featuring Lil Wayne. Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Yes, the 2008 playoffs ruined that song.
When the Patriots stadium believes that the game is in hand, this is a thing that they have started since I have left, they will play I Don't Want to Lose Your Love Tonight by The Outfield.
Ooh,
Your
I
Love,
like that one.
Which is, it's great. And another one that I always enjoyed is that whenever the Patriots won, they would play Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen on the way out of the stadium.
And yeah, they'll pass you by glory days. Baseball writers
still
enjoy.
Living in those glory days.
Coming up, the Sopranos finale was 15 years ago today. What was the most disappointing championship in recent memory? But first, Paul's going to tell you about Penn.
Yes, because remember, the Sopranos finale was very, very disappointing. Unlike the Passive Investor Network, these guys are fantastic. If you're looking to invest in something, why not invest in real estate? And the Penn process, they'll sit down with you and personalize a 5-year plan for you. You're maybe thinking to yourself, Paul, this sounds like a Ponzi scheme. Paul, I don't have the money to do this. Paul, I need a little more time. Well, that's why you got to sit down with the Passive Investor Network people. They're going to walk you through the process of how you can put together a real plan so you can invest in real estate and all of a sudden find yourself saying cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Because these guys go around town and they look to find areas in Houston that are on the come up and invest in these properties. And the people that are working behind the scenes, Ronnie among others. Ronnie's this guy who looks like Kurt Russell in the movie Stargate. Like, this guy's awesome. He explained to me, like, hey, this is how we find the houses. This is how we flip the houses. This is how we turn them into real properties. The Passive Investor Network is fantastic. They have bus tours. There's a bus tour coming up on the 18th, so it's a week from tomorrow. Enter promo code ESPN at PassiveInvestor.net to go on that bus tour for free. And check out the PIN process, PassiveInvestor.net. Again, it's PassiveInvestor.net, promo code ESPN.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
I'm Frank Miller for Ron and Sana. Some new data showing that American households have less wealth and are taking on more debt these days. The Federal Reserve says that household wealth dropped to $149.3 trillion in the first 3 months of this year. It's the first time household wealth has fallen since the first 3 months of 2020. At the end of 2021, household wealth was sitting near record highs. But the Fed said without strength in the housing market, things actually would be much worse. The central bank wrote that a sizable $3 trillion decline in the value of stocks on the household balance sheet was partially offset by an increase in the value of real estate. At the same time, Americans are taking on more credit card debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says that credit card balances hit $841 billion during the first 3 months of the year. The Federal Reserve's monthly credit report found that revolving credit, which includes mostly credit card balances, jumped nearly 20% in April from the previous month to $1.1 trillion, breaking the pre-pandemic record of $1.1 trillion.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do, trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing, I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Get an iPhone SE for just $19.99 when you switch. All on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Phone offer limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Don't miss the premier gun show in Pasadena this weekend only at the Pasadena Convention Center. Shop over 300 tables of guns, knives, ammo, and shooting supplies. Come and buy, sell, or trade. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking for that special piece to add to your gun, knife, ammo, or militaria collection, we have what you're looking for. Visit PasadenaGunShow.com or call 817-732-1194. Come Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Plenty of free parking available. The premier gun show in Pasadena at the Pasadena Convention Center this weekend only.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing literally drives your message straight to your target audience, boosting brand recognition and increasing sales and revenue. Are you ready to reach more customers and get ahead of the competition? Then call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
Breaking down the Houston sports scene with V and Pauly G on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we're rolling along on a Friday. We've been talking about bad sports songs throughout the radio show. We've had a lot of opinions. Bad sports radio songs. Not sports radio, but just sports songs.
How about bad covers?
Yeah.
The Police version of that song is way better than Mr. Diddy Lion or whatever he goes by now. Because isn't he like not, he's not Puff Daddy anymore. He's not P. Diddy. He's like
he
Diddy
changes
Lion.
His name. He's like Prince.
Didn't he change his name to Diddy Lion?
He did for a while. 6602 says, can
Wait,
we get back
Snoop
to
Lion.
Hank,
My bad.
Hank Williams for Monday Night Football? That was a good one.
Oh, well, no, he's canceled. You also are canceled for suggesting Hank Williams Jr.
I love Hank Williams Jr.
Nope, he's canceled. You can't love Hank Williams Jr.
I feel like country music musicians kind of get immunity from cancellation.
Yeah, because it's kind of their thing.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know what you're getting when you sign up for a country music star.
So my buddy Josh Innes, when he used to be hosting a show at the flagship, used to play this song by Hank Williams Jr. It's called "If the South Would Have Won, We'd Have It Made." It's a real song. And it like sings about like we'd execute criminals and they would hang swiftly instead of selling books and talking on TV. Real song.
Sounds like a good song, and you sound just like him. I got to tell you,
sounds just like him.
You brought up this up. I'm not a Sopranos watcher, nor is Sean. You love Sopranos,
so I watched the Sopranos after the show was on the air every single Sunday. I got into it late, but. My stepdad is a massive Sopranos fan. My stepdad's from South Jersey. People in New Jersey are obsessed with the show, and I would say a lot of people were obsessed with it. It was like the first really awesome HBO drama before all the other ones that came after it. And 15 years ago today, the finale in 2007 aired on HBO. And I remembered watching this. The summer had just begun, and I had not seen many episodes of The Sopranos, so I didn't know much. There was a really cool death towards the end, and you think, oh, okay, the show's going to end. And there's this scene where they're playing Don't Stop Believing in this restaurant, and all of a sudden, as Meadow Soprano enters the diner, the screen fades to black. And we thought our cable went out. We were living in Florida. In Florida, your cable goes out often because of thunderstorms and stuff like that. Yeah. So 10 seconds later, it fades to the end credits. And we, because the internet was not what it is right now, had no idea what the hell happened. And a lot of people were calling in to their cable companies because they were like, wait a second, did I just lose my cable? It wasn't until the next day at the office around the water cooler where everyone realized, oh, we all had the same experience. That was a kind of crappy ending.
Was it supposed to imply that she was possibly going to kill someone?
It was supposed to, and this is my interpretation of it. The show's over. If you haven't watched it already, it's the last episode. Like, it doesn't really spoil anything. But I'm of the belief that Tony died in that little scene. I am of the belief that the man in the members-only jacket, which is fitting given as something that took place earlier in the show, went up behind him from the bathroom and shot him in the back of the head. And that is the POV from Tony Soprano as the life fades out of his body. Anyway, it was a disappointing end, and it got me thinking, what's like the most disappointing championship that you could remember in recent memory? Like a game that you thought was going to really be an awesome one, and then you watch it, and it ended up sucking. I'll say that while I enjoyed it, because I like to watch I like watching Peyton Manning get his face stuffed in.
Okay.
The Super Bowl between the Broncos and the Seahawks, where Seattle won 43-8, it was like the number one defense versus the number one offense, and Denver pooped their pants so quickly in that game. Like, it was over right away because of the snap over Peyton Manning's head. That's probably the most disappointing one
I can
remember.
It was also just, you knew that was his last Super Bowl. So it was a bummer that it...
Well, because you thought it was going to
you
be.
You thought it was going to be.
Because they came back the next year right, and they won while he was like a husk of himself.
But like, I remember watching that being like, right, even though he's in Denver, this is a bummer for him to go out this way because that was the thought process. 1496 on the text line says LSU Alabama 6-3. That one was weird. Sean, what say you?
The Pats-Rams Super Bowl in like 2018 or 2019, the Jared Goff Super Bowl.
That was tough. It was
horrible, especially because the Rams had just played the Chiefs on that Monday night game that regular season, and the Chiefs were D-Ford lining off sides from having an awesome Super Bowl, but instead we got the Patriots cheating their way to another one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A lot of people thought that the Saints should have been in that game because the NFL cheated the Saints out of it because of, remember, the Nickell Rolby-Coleman pass interference that wasn't.
It was a clean play.
I am of the belief that, Jared Goff was legitimately peeing himself in the first quarter because he could not hear Sean McVay through his headset, and you should have taken advantage of it, and you didn't.
All right, it is time for our segment that we call Garbage Time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage Time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Warriors staffers are straight up not having a good time. with the NBA Finals. Jason Dumas reporting, I've chatted with multiple Warriors staffers, and their experience here in Boston has been crazy. One told me, quote, I had to take off my Dubs shirt Wednesday morning because I kept getting cursed out. Another, quote, I've been flipped off 17 times.
See, you don't get it.
Boston native Paul Gallant.
It's playful. This is how we do. We take our sports seriously. This is not, we're going to assault you over it. We're not Philadelphian savages, okay? This is, we are going to talk trash to you because that is what we do. And if you can't handle an F-bomb, I'm sorry. You're just a, you know what? This is a word that's an adjective in Boston. Oh, you can't handle it? You're wearing a Golden State Warriors shirt in public in a city that's obsessed with sports. What do you think is going to happen? This isn't like New York where no one notices because there's so many different people there. In Boston and Philadelphia, this is what's going to happen, except for in Philadelphia, someone might put a battery into a snowball and throw it at your head.
Also, did this guy count all 17 times?
He must have.
Did he count, if someone gave him the double bird, did that count as two? Did he count people or birds?
He just has a tally mark in his wallet.
I bet it was three.
He's an analytics guy, I bet.
Yeah. Hashtag stats. Shout out to the Oklahoma Sooners softball team, sweeping Texas and winning their now sixth World Series, Women's College World Series title under head coach Patty Gasso.
Yeah, they killed your horns, Sean.
Yeah, this is a good run.
Showed
some fight.
No title. No title.
Yeah, you know.
It's all that matters. It is what it is.
Hey, listen, we're on to Greenville, North Carolina, where Texas baseball is currently losing 3-2.
Oh, is that game
on
right now? Which game is it?
It's a super regional on ESPN2. Go change your channels right now.
Are they facing elimination?
No, it's the best of three. It's game
one. Best of three? Okay, gotcha. Well, it's confusing because there's like the, hey, double elimination at some point, and then it turns into a best of three.
I legitimately do not know how the College World Series works.
Confuses
the
hell out
of
me.
You just had to tell me three game series. I'm like, cool, got it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, okay.
Greg Williams is back coaching in the NFL, guys.
XFL.
Here, excuse me, in the XFL. He was, of course, in the NFL as a Jets coach.
Hit the head, the body will die. And so will your career. So will your career. Boom. That was almost good, but
the XFL, it is interesting to see guys like Randy and Rick, or, you know, Randy Mueller, friend of the show, or guys like Bud, what's his, why is his last name?
Which one? Bud Kilmer?
No.
From Varsity
Former
Blues?
Former Oilers coach's son.
Wade Phillips.
Thank you. Son of Bum Phillips.
Son of Bum.
It is at Son of Bum. Get second chances coaching, managing, whatever.
I like
in these
that
other
Bob
leagues.
Stoops just gets to, like, this is his retirement gig. It's just coaching the XFL.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it too. It's weird that Greg
Williams,
though.
And the XFL was fun. The XFL.
Only COVID stopped the
only
XFL.
Only COVID stopped the undefeated Houston Roughnecks led by PJ
Greatest
Walker.
Greatest football team in Houston sports history.
Our last headline is Leave Britney Alone. Her first husband, Jason Alexander, not George Costanza, crashed her wedding and streamed it on Instagram Live. Sometimes I think that these things are publicity stunts. This seemed genuine and it made me mad for Britney. Leave Britney alone!
Look, you know, you got to create content however you can. Jason Alexander is trying his best to live that life.
And it's tough for him considering every time you had to say his name, you had to go, not the guy from South.
Right.
I didn't even know that there was another marriage.
I forgot
I just think of Kevin
married.
Federline.
Yeah, because, well, the two kids are with Kevin Federline.
Right. Oh, well. So maybe the conservatorship had a point.
Oh.
Wait, so you're coming out on in favor of, was it Jamie Simmons or Jamie Spears?
No.
Yeah.
Is that her dad?
Okay.
Yeah. She has beef with her whole family.
Yeah, her sister and her dad have like similar names.
Well,
which makes
really
it very
weird.
Confusing.
Husband number four can be Aaron Rodgers, okay?
Yeah, that'd be a...
They'd be perfect.
I feel like she's too normal for Aaron
she
Rodgers.
She is actually too normal. Aaron Rodgers, of course, currently with the witch.
I bet she might be a witch next
week. This has been a Friday edition. It's been a very, very, very Friday version of Vanessa and Gallant on 97.5 and 92.5. Coming up next, you have Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham, the Killer Bees, from 12 to 3. Thanks for listening, guys.
Peace.
ESPN 97.5.